You're listening to the Thomas Talks Podcast.
Welcome to Thomas Talks Podcast, where we talk about anything and everything school buses. I'm your host, Tom Zelke from Daimler Trucks North America, and joining me today is Kaylee Edgerly, President and CEO of Thomas Built Buses, Mark Childers, Thomas Built Buses Powertrain and Technology Sales Manager, and Mark Richardson, e-mobility business development analyst for Thomas Built Buses. On today's podcast, we'll be talking about Electric Bus Authority and its funding options. And to open us up, Kaylee Edgerly has some comments. Kaylee?
Well, thanks for leading us off, Tom. The Electric Bus Authority is an important subject. It's important for a number of reasons that I just want to highlight. Then I want to give it to you guys as the experts to talk about. Some of the previous podcasts, we've talked about the rollout of the school bus and how it's a darling, and some people didn't think it was going to happen. Other people might think it's not going to happen very fast. We've talked about the important social aspects that it is coming and we need to be ready for it. And we have to get the Electric Bus Authority organized for our customers, because we're facing a very new world. Our customers are. We've learned this over the last 2 or 3 years, and we've advanced. We've learned about the product. We've learned about utilities and partnerships. We've learned that there's some different revenue streams. We've learned about chargers, so many different things. So we have to create this wraparound service to help our customers. But I really want to implore people listening to this podcast to get ready. We can't be in the state of denial that electric bus is going to be forever high priced and not coming. It's coming down in cost. It's socially responsible thing to do, but to be transporting children on an emission-free vehicle. It's soon going to be commercially viable, and that commercial viability could very well be accelerated by policy and regulations. We now have an executive administration in office that is made climate clean up and managing our climate a top priority. An administration that talked on the campaign trail about spending federal dollars to electrify school buses. We've got legislation in different states that are proposing diesel taxes to fund electric school buses. We've got perhaps cities that are thinking about having an EV or a emission-free zone. So at least we not be ready for this wave that's coming, because it is coming. And my belief, it's coming faster rather than slower through regulation, and then through our own cost cutting, and then through volume. So we best be ready for it as an industry, not just Thomas Built Buses, all of our fine competitors as well. We need to be ready, because it could happen very quickly. And if it does, that's wonderful, because it has great environmental impacts, social impacts, and good things for school children. So I just want us to be ready. I'm going to hand it over to the team to talk about the Electric Bus Authority, because that's our mechanism to help our customers get ready. And we got to believe, because it's coming.
Thank you, Kaylee. Our first question today. I've heard a little bit about Thomas Built Buses' Electric Bus Authority program. Can you explain a bit more of what it is and why this program has been put together?
Tom, great question around the EBA, or Electric Bus Authority. So let me explain kind of why we created this Electric Bus Authority. Number one, we really began to see in the market, as it was shaping up, that there are lots of conversations happening, and that Thomas Built Buses would really need to become kind of the guide for our customers into this EV evolution or transformation. And so we created the Electric Bus Authority. The Electric Bus Authority is a compilation of bringing subject matter experts together so that we can guide our customers into this new journey for electrification. There's lots of things that have to happen in this place. Not only is it just around understanding the specs of the product, but there's other questions that began to pop up, and we quickly realized that we were going to need these other experts. So we brought together a team around this product specification. We brought experts around charging, aftermarket, you know, funding, financing, that we really needed to bring a team together. And so the Electric Bus Authority was our avenue to wrap those entire expert, the subject matter experts, around one opportunity to really show our customers that we can help guide them down this path and this journey to electric school bus. So that in essence is the Electric Bus Authority that we created to support that ecosystem around the electric school bus.
Mark, what type of consultation do you provide as part of this program?
Yeah. So the consulting that we bring into conversations with our customers really is multifaceted around this ecosystem of supporting the product. First and foremost, when we think about our consulting, we really realize that, you know, we really have to get involved with our customers up front, very, very early. As soon as they begin to think about, hey, I'm interested in an electric school bus. I go back to kind of like, you know, my analogy, I go back to when I, you know, bought my first house, or my son is getting ready to buy his first house. And, you know, the first thing he did was, you know, he got an agent, and then he quickly realized he needed to get an inspector, and he needed to get, you know, an insurance agent, and he had to get all these other people together. Well, we really realized that as well. And so what we've done with, through the Electric Bus Authority, is we've brought those consultants together. We sit down with our customers early on in these conversations to begin to kind of ask them questions about their vision for electrification. We want to know, are they thinking, you know, large scale? What kind of scalability are they thinking? What's their future aspirations for electrification? And we bring that together to the front because we really want to understand what it is that they're asking, what's driving them to this electrification marketplace. And with that, based on those that information we get from our customers, we're going to ask our team at the Electric Bus Authority to kind of come in and kind of walk with them through those journeys. So some of the first questions around specifications, we talk about our product specs. You know, what is our Julie spec'd out to? What are some of the routes that they think they want to operate on? Very important questions to making sure that our customers are successful. And when you think about that, we bring expertise from Proterra on their route assessment, our own internal experience and expertise on that. You know, we talk about what routes they want to go on to put these vehicles on. We then kind of dive into growth, like how large of a fleet do they think they want to have as an electric vehicle? That kind of sparks other questions around infrastructure, which is huge. That is such a huge conversation today in this space. And so we bring experts in our experience so far with Proterra, as well as some of the utility partners that are with our customers. And that's where we get deep into the kind of the weeds of how many buses, what kind of infrastructure is at your facility today. We talk about things like operations with our customers. You know, help us understand, you know, one of the very basic questions that we need to know from a customer is, what's the flow of traffic in your bus yard? It makes a difference, especially when you start to think about how are they going to install infrastructure. So we ask them, do you pull your buses in? Do you back your buses in? Things like that to help us get comfortable with what their operations are so that we can kind of guide them down this path. We also bring to the table the, you know, the charging. I mentioned Proterra and our charging platforms that we bring through Proterra, because that is part of another piece of this whole infrastructure around, are we going to charge one bus, or are we going to charge 50 buses in 5 years or something to that effect? So that brings us to a place where, you know, all of these consulting entities and our consulting partners that we bring through the Electric Bus Authority helps our customers on this journey. And all of those services we have over a period of time. One thing about these projects that have been very evident to me is that this is a project-oriented transition. It meaning that the day you begin to think about it until the time you actually get your bus could somewhere, it can range from, say, 6 months to 18 months, depending on how things move and how things progress with various new stakeholders that you have to be engaged with, like, permitting for electrical grid services, upgrades, electrical contractors, ordering chargers, ordering buses, financing, all those come together. It's a very lengthy process. And so the Electric Bus Authority was kind of our response to help our customers on that journey.
Mark Childress, I'm going to go back to something you started to tee up for me a little bit, and that's the utilities. And how can a district tap into some of the new opportunities that utility providers are offering, and then both in terms of funding buses and in energy buybacks? How can you help?
So we're seeing a lot of those potential opportunities come up. So the first thing, as I think I said earlier in our conversation around getting the utilities involved, getting us involved early, bringing that utility to the table is a very important first step for a customer who wants to talk about that. Because usually in that conversation with a utility, they're very eager and very willing to share with the customer what they can do for them to bring funding to the table. And so we really enjoy that conversation because you kind of quickly gauge, where the utility is in this EV journey themselves. Because let's keep in mind that some utilities are progressive and that they're already involved in EV infrastructure. They're aggressive. Some of them may be slower to the table. And so for those utilities who are just kind of thinking about EV programs for their customers, we have lots of resources in terms of, connecting those utilities to other utilities who have already gone before them. And I think that's a part of this Electric Bus Authority where we can, we can connect the right resources together. And we may not be the overall expert in utility rates and utility, make-ready programs, but we've worked enough with utilities across the country to say, hey, let me get you to the right person over at, Dominion Energy or DTE Energy or National Grid or, SoCal Edison, something like that. We've got those connections and we can get them together so that we can help that customer and that utility begin to think about that type of deployment to the and think about that funding, because the utility companies are like, the school bus guys. They talk a lot. They talk to each other. They like to borrow proudly and use these programs to advance their EV programs and their platforms. So, we can certainly help facilitate that with our customers.
And that really is great advice and direction. So thank you, Mark. But I'm going to ask a question because I know our listeners are probably thinking this right now. And the question is this: are there any costs involved in partnering with Thomasville Buses Electric Bus Authority?
Yeah, so that question is out there. And thanks for raising it, Tom, because I think, customers say, oh, okay, these guys are going to want to charge me for this. Today we don't. We feel like this is our contribution and our investment into our customers for our product. We believe 100% in where we're headed with the electric school bus. And for those customers who are our customers today and who are our future customers, we absolutely want to work with them, because we think that as we begin to consult with them and grow this market, we're all going to benefit from a larger market And so today we don't have any fees associated with our electric bus authority. So we're excited about sharing our knowledge. It's about knowledge transfer a lot. It's about thinking differently and really kind of walking together with our customers and potential customers on this journey to electrify the school bus market. And I think Kaylee has shared earlier that we're in the long-term view of this market development. And so that's the way we see it. We see that we are a partner. We want to add value to our product, not only in just, you know, the way it performs and when we deliver the product to them, but we want to add value in terms of sharing our knowledge, our expertise to our customers so that they're successful as they form their own electric vision for their particular school district.
Our last question for the day today on this podcast, if a school district is considering an electric school bus, whom should they contact to help that process start?
Yeah. So yeah, it comes down to how do I get started? Where do I begin? And great kind of actionable item. So I think the first thing that they really we would suggest is that they get involved with and reach out to their local Thomas dealer. Their Thomas dealer can do a couple of things for them. I think number one, you know, they can walk with them in this journey because it's going to be a journey. Everything from ordering a bus to, you know, walking with them through a construction potentially for EV infrastructure to training to support. Our Thomas dealer is there. Our Thomas dealers are trained to support the EV product. There are boots on the ground, I guess you can say, for this product. And so getting involved with the Thomas dealer, number one, is contacting them. And then through that, the Thomas dealer has all of our research here and all of our resources at Thomas to bring to the table to launch into those other conversations that we have with our customers and to bring our team from the Electric Bus Authority to the table and begin to kind of form, a plan to help our customers get to their first Julie in their fleet.
Great. Thanks, Mark. Mark, thank you as well for being here. And this ends our podcast on Electric Bus Authority. I want to thank you so much for being here today. And we look forward to the next Thomas Talks podcast. Thank you.